Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.
Connect with the Matt and Ramona Showcast via Facebook and Twitter. Find out more at 1079thelink.com.
You're listening to Off Air with Matt and Ramona.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Matt and Ramona podcast. If you're a first timer, welcome. Make sure you share. If you're back again, thank you. Please share, rate, comment. And as always, if you're listening to the program or the podcast and you want to comment on something we've talked about, feel free to hit the Matt and Ramona Facebook page or Matt Harris or Ramona Holloway or Brent Harlan or Gary Bowser. Facebook message us or hit up the Facebook page. You can do that as well. Today, we talk with Sherry from the Bob and Sherry Show about weather and other things. We will talk about the TV and movie shows or movie shows, the TV shows and movies that we are watching and streaming. We'll rant on that for a while because, you know, we love our entertainment. And we'll also get into some of the things that people say that they did pre-pandemic and they won't go back to doing even after the pandemic's over. We'll get down that list, which is pretty bizarre. I think some of the things I'm not sure I ever did, let alone starting them up again. We'll get to it eventually because it's weird. I don't know. But I'm not a germ freak like Ramona. So Ramona probably didn't do half of these things when we get to that list. Now, one of the things we talked about briefly on the air, and that's the beauty of the podcast, we get to talk about it as long as we want, is people kissing their dogs. And the survey revealed that a majority of Americans kiss their dog more than their partner. Now, the headline was a little bit misleading because it said Frenching Fido.
Okay, that's clickbait. Yeah.
That's not
a nasty
right.
clickbait.
That's not
I clicked.
Right.
Oh, I clicked.
Oh, I know you did.
I bet you did. That sounds illegal.
Do we need to do a wellness check on Jill, the Harris family dog?
No, I do not kiss my dog, even like not on the lips or in the tongue or anything. 53% of people say they that are married in a relationship kiss their hound more than their partner.
Their hound.
It's over half. Yeah.
I now, would. My feelings would be hurt if I was the partner.
Mine wouldn't be. If I think Amy probably kisses.
You kiss the dog more than you kiss me. Like
I bet Amy does. And she doesn't kiss the dog a lot.
You believe that Amy kisses the dog more than she kisses you?
On the regular. I mean, let's
does exclude... that make you feel some type of way? Wait, or are you grateful that she's kissing the dog?
I'm fine with it.
Yeah. Mary kisses the cat, not on the lips, but, you know, like on the forehead or something. And
yeah, yes, what
probably
Amy
more than me. What? And I'm cool with that.
I'm going to take away all kissing that doesn't involve, you know, other bases. First, second, and third, and
yeah, like home. Relations. Yeah, that brings the average way up.
We're talking. We're only talking kisses daily that kisses. Don't lead to something. We're talking good morning. We're talking good afternoon. Yes. We're talking good night.
Yeah,
yeah. So I might get three of those a day. Maybe a good morning.
I get about three
afternoon, maybe, and a nighttime one.
Yeah,
and the dog probably. Well, see, also, I think I get like a. The dog gets a so there's like five.
Yes,
right
exactly. Exactly. And that brings the average way up. Because, it
you
is.
You can't count that. It's one it's a, session.
No,
it's
no.
It's one session.
It's not a session.
No,
it's a single kiss.
It's a
kiss.
Sesh.
It's kisses.
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
Girl. No, you can't. If she goes, that's just one. You can't count that as
what if it's
six
in different
or
spots?
Seven individual kisses.
Different
no,
spots.
No, no,
no.
At one time, you can only count that as one time of being affectionate.
Come on.
You're not going to turn that to 15 different makeout sessions.
Okay.
No.
What if it's just like, and then like a break? Hey, how's everybody doing? Oh, hey. Okay. Is that too? Is there a little bit of break in there? Because sometimes
if
she's holding the dog,
break.
Watching TV and then watch a little TV and then go back to the dog. So it's close, man.
Like my wife will kiss the cat and then she'll smell his feet and say it smells like Fritos or Doritos. And then she'll go back to kissing him. It's very weird.
You know what?
It's a whole
Here's
weird
the weird thing.
Thing,
though, Bandy. If your feet smelled like Doritos, she would not kiss them.
No, like, she wouldn't. She would not. She would definitely not sniff them.
No.
Yeah.
And they're cute.
And hopefully
fuzzy
that's
too.
One of the reasons why you love her. She's some nasty foot fetish chick.
But the cat.
How about this little tidbit? 60. Well, this makes sense. 61% of people say prefer their dog to some people they know. Well, of course. There's enough. Well, there's, of course, there could be some people you'd rather not be around than your dog.
Right.
That's 100%.
I probably prefer every dog I've never met.
47% say they know the name of their dogs in the neighborhood, but not their owners.
Yeah. And I'm going to change that this weekend because I have new neighbors next door. Ooh. And I know their dog is Bella.
Shame.
And their names are guy next door, girl next door, and kid of guy and girl next door.
Shame, shame.
I know. I am so ashamed. I'm changing that.
I will know kids' names sometimes, not know the parents' names, but that makes sense.
I know right? every dog in my neighborhood.
I don't think I do. I don't think I do. I don't talk to people, let alone dogs. Now, here's some top dog-loving things. one is 13% of people said they share water with the dog. That's crazy talk.
Mm-mm. Why?
I mean, if I was in a desert maybe or something. No way.
No.
In the desert, if me and the dog were somehow stranded in the desert, I'd give you some drops.
Yeah.
But you're not letting drinking.
And that is the only way. There is we're trapped in the desert. We don't have access to any water. I don't want to kill my dog, but I need to live myself. We might be able to share the same bowl.
If the dog lifts your coffee mug, would you continue to drink out of it?
And I've seen these videos where, you know, some Great Dane saunters over to the coffee table and takes a big slurp out of the drink. I'm done with the drink at that point.
Me too.
With the drink.
Have you ever seen those videos of people let the dog drink like milk out of their mouth and stuff like that?
Yeah.
Ugh. It says yes. Yes. I told you I had a friend.
I have a friend who likes to put I've seen her do it on social media, put the treat in her mouth and let the dog retrieve the treat. I can't.
Retreat.
But I try not to judge because I don't want to be judged. I'm not judging that behavior. I'm just saying it is absolutely not for Ramona.
It's gross.
I'm not judging it as making them a bad person. I'm just judging it as a gross thing.
Yeah, it's
I told
gross.
You I had a friend.
We know my needy, germ issues.
You're very needy for affection. We'll throw that. I'm going to throw that out there too.
Yeah,
she's needy for affection.
Feet.
She's needy for affection.
You know me.
Can I say something that is possibly mind-blowing for you guys? Mm. Your wife shouldn't be needy for affection because she's got you.
Well, he needs to step up, but he can't help himself. It's the way he's wired.
Yeah, she knew this coming in. There was no false advertising.
But maybe it's time.
Well, and she put a ring on it anyway.
Put a ring on it.
So it's not my fault.
You're like the opposite of Cardi. She's like, I don't cook, I don't clean. I got this ring. Bandy's like, I don't listen, I don't cuddle.
Yeah.
Oh, he listens. He'll like telling you he doesn't, but he does listen. I told you that I had a friend who she claims her dogs would only eat out of her hands. They wouldn't eat out of a bowl. So she fed them. We're both big labs. That wet dog food out of her hands. Like one in each hand, and the dog just licking at each hand. And then she'd scoop up another handful, and they'd lick it out. I thought it was. I told her, I thought, that's disgusting. And Amy's like, you can't tell someone that that's disgusting. I can't. Oh, I can't. That's disgusting. Oh, I'm like, those dogs will eat out of the bowl. What are you talking about?
Wet dog food between your fingers?
Yes.
Eventually, the dog gets hungry and will go and eat the food wherever it is.
I believe it, too. But anyway, to each their own with their dogs. But I will say that some other things that are signs of love, top acts of love for the dog, 26% let them take up more room on the bed or couch than the owner does. They've got a little tiny corner. The dog takes it up.
Yeah, that happens a lot.
Seen that? Yeah. Mm-hmm. 28% only make Christmas holiday cards featuring the dog. 28%, Ramona.
Okay, no.
Purchase custom decorations that look like their dog, 31%.
Okay,
I have received those as gifts. I have not made any myself.
My friend, she did the, where you take like an oil painting. It looks like an oil painting, whatever, of the dog dressed up in like an outfit or something.
Yeah,
like
Bandy got one of those for Christmas with his cat.
Oh, yes. Yes. Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, she ordered them and her husband came home like, you've got to be kidding me. Where are we going to put this?
Oh, I think it's hilarious.
We can't have this. they have it in the office now. Number five, 34% of people let the dog into the bathroom while they're using the toilet or the shower or whatever.
Okay.
I mean, I'd let them in, but I wouldn't bring them in.
Yeah, I mean,
would you bring them in intentionally?
I'm not jumping out of the shower and say, you get out of here. Quit pooping at me.
My dog is very polite. He follows me into the bathroom, and then I look at him and I say, ladies need their privacy, and he leaves.
Oh, jeez. He understands that?
Yes,
sure.
He does.
I'm sure he does. Yes. 44% let them sit on the owner's lap. No big deal there. Number three, make them their own dinner with human food separately. Like they get their own, you know.
Didn't Pam Stone used to do that? She used to do middays. She's a big pet person, horses and dogs and cats. And I'm pretty sure her dog Rosie ate at the table her own special meal.
Yeah. I think so too. Then 46% let them on the couch, 49% let them sleep in the bed. There you go. So Jill used to sleep in the bed, and she's my dog, by the way, but she's no longer in the bed. I finally put my foot down and made everybody mad, but I'm like, I can't take it because Jill gets real tight on me. I mean, she spoons me like a mother in my knee pit. She gets in my knee pit. And I feel guilty because I like to toss and turn, but I can feel the weight of her body.
You kicked the dog out of bed for spooning you?
Yes. Yes, I did. Yes, I did. Because then I don't feel like I can move. I feel like I'm going to wake her and I feel bad about it. So let's get her out of here.
Wow.
Honey, the dog is spooning me. She can't sleep in here anymore.
It's a dog spoon. I mean, she's a tiny dog.
I feel weird.
It's right in my knee pit. Always in my
knee
pit.
She's in my knee pit.
You know I don't like to cuddle.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It takes a special person to kick the dog out of bed for cuddling.
Yeah.
Well,
Bandy, not just cuddling. You're winning this husband war. You are winning this husband
just
war.
Cuddling,
no.
Bandy's winning.
I would love to see you and Jill spoon.
It's a special. She'll even
are you
do it
the
when
big
I'm
spoon,
just,
little spoon? No, she's a big spoon.
Most days
she's initiating
spoon.
It.
There are
how,
times.
How does a dog big spoon your knee pit? I don't even think that's possible. Based on the way that we're made.
Well, she's coming up from behind.
She learned that from you.
Yeah. Sometimes she'll spoon and put the head on top of the knees, but occasionally she'll leap over and try to spoon me in my bend, but I don't my waist bend.
This sounds very unhealthy for everybody.
This week and every week, we also talk to Bob and Sherry. In this case, we talk to just Sherry.
You guys, something so shocking happened. So we've got all this cold, nasty weather, and I had to go to Harris Teeter, and I expected it to be mobbed with the usual bread and milk brigade.
Yes.
Uh-huh. It was empty. 5:30 in the afternoon, it was empty. Do the people...
The store was empty, or were the shelves empty?
Were the stores empty or the shelves empty?
The store was empty. Like, I couldn't see a riding mower. There were tons of loaves of bread, tons of milk. Nobody was panic buying. I'm asking you, do the people of the Carolinas no longer care that we could starve if the weather turns bad?
You know
in
what?
12 hours?
You know what? There's a silver lining to every cloud, Sherry. We just found out that there is something bigger than snow fear in the South. Coronavirus. The coronavirus fear is bigger than, I won't even call it fear because that's unfair. The coronavirus respect is bigger than the snow respect.
So you think people have already stuff.
You guys
already have their stuff, right?
Investigative journalism that we're doing right now. It's almost like we're on NPR. I can't even stand it.
Let me bring my voice down a little bit then, okay? So there's some bad weather out there on NPR. I think people are stocked up with stuff, right? I think people have gotten to this habit of stocking over the last 8 months. And so when snow comes, they're like, I already got everything. I got so much toilet paper. Yeah. Ramona, you saw you put up a viral video on our Facebook page. Where is that thing?
That is on the Matt Ramona Facebook page. It is the woman who's like, hello, it's winter. Why are you out here asking me about this now?
Oh, talk to me about this. This is the Fred Shropshire thing from CNC.
Yeah, he posted this video of the weather story that he always wanted. You know, that reporter who's not the meteorologist who gets sent out on the weather story. They're like, okay, it's cold. It's wet. It's slippery. What more do you want from me? So he's like, this is the one I always wanted. And it's this woman who's like very strong New York accent saying, why are you out here asking me about the snow? It is wintertime. That's what it does in the winter. Hello. Why are you doing this? And it's like, yeah. Is it hot enough for me? Is it cold enough for you? You know, all of these questions, we get it.
There's a standard.
I don't have to go interview strangers on the street. I have Bob. Starting in January, Bob's like, man, it's cold, but spring is almost here. Then spring arrives. And then he's like, damn, it's hot, but how much longer till fall? And then
but you know what I remember? And we don't get a lot of time together, but you know what I remember when we first got to Charlotte? When we shared a studio, it was Bob and Sherry mornings, Matt Ramona afternoons. And when we would come in, there was this big sun lamp. Like somehow Bob managed to turn the studio into the sun in
I
the wintertime.
Too.
He turned it into the sun. He wasn't working morning radio.
Yeah.
He was working afternoons on
with
his
the way
own
that sun blasted.
Planet.
Yeah.
That was crazy.
He's a big believer in sunlight being awesome for like your mental and emotional health. Now he's not interested in sun tanning. He wears like 70 SPF all year round, but he's a big fan of that sunlight for your mood. And so, yes, people would walk by the studio and you could see that they wanted to ask why we had the surface of the sun going. That was why.
But, because you can imagine what it looked like from the hallway where like all of a sudden out of this, because there's a wall of windows where people can look into the studio. And can you imagine the light that was shining into the hallway?
It looked like an episode of The X-Files, I always thought.
Yes. See, this I thought it just gave Bob an aura. It was just Bob's aura just blasting. And people
angelic.
Like, go to the light. Go to the light.
But you
Bob
know,
has never been accused of being the.
I just want him to be happy, so whatever he wants is fine by
that's
me.
That's right, and he's not ever been accused of being the light of the room. He has to have one because he's
it's
not the
exactly
light in the room.
Well said, Matt.
That's wrong. I got to stick up for Bob. That felt cruel.
I say that lovingly. I say that lovingly. If he were here, I would say it. So it's nothing that you know is any different.
You will insult him to his face.
That's true, but I don't think it's insulting. I think he embraces it.
He's probably wondering why he isn't here, because that's because I didn't tell him to click on his invite. And that's
my
bad.
So
he used to be bossed around by me that if I don't yell at him to do something, he just doesn't do it.
That's I know the feeling. I know. Well, you know, here's the thing. Just make sure that
if he were my man, you'd be hearing about it. Why didn't you do this? Am I supposed to be here? Was I supposed to be here? I feel awful.
Well, I would say that a lot. Yeah, I would. I'd say, I'm sorry. That's what I would say.
Yeah,
I'm sorry,
there would be 10 text messages about it, and you could only decipher three.
There's Don't you guys one thing miss we've... each other? Miss seeing each other?
We talk
I do.
For
I do.
So I don't need
because
the physical
I force conversation
thing.
On everybody on the show. Sometimes I let them go off on their little fantasy football tangents, but I pretty much force conversation on them.
Ramona, have you caught yourself having long heart-to-hearts with Henri the poodle?
He doesn't like me enough to listen. He's mom's dog. He's like, listen, you get your own dog. I'm hers.
Right. I think we've learned one thing from this little chat today is that you don't want to miss this conversation or you get ripped to shreds. So
yeah, you need to show up.
I'll be here.
Sherry, tell them about a couple of things. First, one thing is your podcast. Another thing is your happy hour.
Yeah, Thursday nights at 7 o'clock Eastern on the Bob and Sherry Facebook page. We do a live virtual happy hour. Sometimes we have guests like singers and comedians and actors and all that sort of stuff. Sometimes we're just hanging out with all the people that join us. That's every Thursday night almost at 7 o'clock Eastern. And check out the Bob and Sherry Oddcast. It's all the stuff that we can't, won't, didn't, or shouldn't do on the show. We have new episodes of that every Monday and Thursday. And I really do miss seeing you guys in the building and having a chance to catch up and chat. And it's tough out there, girl. Ramona,
it is.
I'm
at home.
I'd probably like Bob. I'm settling into not seeing anyone ever again kind of thing. I bet he's feeling
that
way.
You look.
Really? Is that
my wife's not so happy I'm around all the time, but whatever. Thank you, Sherry. Talk to you next week.
Better or worse, Amy. Deal with it.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Thanks, you guys.
All right, let's talk about, as we do on our Friday podcast, TV and movies either coming out that we've seen, that we're watching, that sort of thing. What says you, Bandy?
I am watching three different shows right now that I'm really digging. WandaVision on Disney Plus. It comes out tonight. New episode. It started out really bad. The first three episodes where it took place all in sitcom world was not liking it. But now that they've ventured out and they've let you know what's going on outside of the world, and what's really happening. It's like a Marvel movie. If you like the Marvel movies,
do I have to be a nerd to like it?
No, if you like the Marvel movies, if you saw Avengers, the Avenger movies, and Avengers Endgame and Age of Ultron, then you don't have to be a nerd to like it.
Do I have to research backstory?
But you just said Age of Ultron, and that just sounds so nerdy.
What? It's the Avengers movie. It's the second
Avengers
movie.
But if I like them as a casual, can I like them as a casual?
Yes.
Or do I have to be big?
Yes, okay, as a casual, because it's intriguing what's going on here.
Okay.
But you do need to know or have seen those two movies.
I do like the Avengers movies. I have to say that. Bandy's right. You don't have to be a super fan. You don't have to be a fanboy in order to get it.
Yeah. I mean, it's.
Oh, you've watched it? You've watched the show? The what is it called? Mind Mander?
WandaVision.
No, I haven't watched it yet.
Okay, so you don't know if you have to. You don't know if you would know what's going on.
But as it relates to the Avengers movies.
Yeah.
I mean, I like them.
Yeah. Well, if you like the Avengers movies, you're going to like this. Also on Stars, if you get that, we are watching American Gods, which has Ian McShane in it. And it's kind of hard to explain. But basically, it's about the old gods like Odin, and you just think of all the old gods in Norse mythology and like Egyptian
Viking
gods.
World type stuff.
Yeah, Viking, African gods. They're all competing in this war with the gods of today, which are like technology and media. So there's a war going on there between them.
Violent?
It's not very violent. There are some scenes where it can be shocking. It's kind of a slow burn type show, but it's a good drama. It's a really good drama. Okay. And also, this one is an animated show on Netflix called Big Mouth. It's from Nick Kroll. It's got John Mulaney and Maya Rudolph does a voice. And it is hilarious. It's
you should be warned.
It's on Netflix, you said, Bandy?
Yes, it's not for teenagers.
It's grown-ups.
But it's about teenagers finding their lives upended by puberty and growing up, and it's got a lot of foul language, and it deals with a lot of topics that aren't family friendly, so you probably don't want to. In fact, we were trying to figure out who this show was for, but the first couple episodes are kind of slow, but as you get into it, Maya Rudolph is hilarious. She plays a hormone monster, and it's a very, very funny show. So you can check that on Netflix.
Okay, I will check that out.
99% Rotten Tomatoes.
Your wife got me into Bridgerton.
Yes.
I went in for one episode. I'm definitely going back. WandaVision, I did go in for one episode. I don't know if I'm going back. It's kind of like Marvel meets Bewitched, and I'm not ready for it.
Well, and that's where I said the first three episodes, they are all sitcom-y like that, but then it turns into a Marvel movie.
Okay,
You have to stick. You have to stick with it.
Okay, Bandy, I'm going to go back in.
Because they go through Bewitched, they go through Brady Bunch, and they go through 80s and 90s Full House and the sitcom eras, and then it gets into a Marvel movie.
Is the only thing you want to recommend to people is Bridgerton, Ramona? But you've only watched one episode, but you're in.
Yeah, I've watched one episode of Bridgerton, and I am absolutely in.
I want to recommend The Last Narc. It's a documentary on Amazon Prime, and it's really, really amazing. It's good. It's about the CIA and DEA at the end of the drug cartels, and how one of their own agents died in a mysterious way. And there's a bunch of, it's just crazy. And some of the things that you hear on there will blow your mind.
Wow.
And government cover-ups and all sorts of things.
What time period is this? Like war on drugs, 80s?
Well, the interviews and stuff they're doing now are now. But yeah, when this Kiki guy got shot, I think it was mid-90s.
Okay.
He was killed. And right out of the gate, so I'm not ruining anything. But it will amaze you, I think.
There's also a really good, if we're going to talk documentaries, there's a really good one. It's free. It's on PBS. It's called The Black Church. It's really, really good.
Oh, nice.
It's got Oprah and a lot of people in it.
About the history of the Black Church?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. All
right. Oh, this guy died in 1985, I should tell you. Yes.
Okay. So that was peak war on drugs, Reagan administration.
Yeah, this is Oliver North type stuff, Reagan stuff, but then there's they do stuff about the 90s too. So it's really insane. Then I also The Night Stalker, which is amazing too. Talks to the cops and stuff, but they caught Richard Ramirez, the Night Stalker murder in California.
I had
no idea how many he killed. It's absolutely crazy. And they talked to, I'll tell you, the first episode starts off with the Night Stalker tries to shoot this woman. And I'm not ruining anything because in the first few minutes, and she holds up her hand and somehow her ring deflects the bullet. Right? So he thinks she's dead, but she fell down. So he goes inside to kill her roommate. She runs down the street and hears another gunshot. And then she realizes, well, I better go check on my roommate. And she runs back. He opens the door because she thought he'd go out the back door, but he came out the front door and they run into each other. And he's like, what the heck? You lived. And she goes, hey man, you don't have to, you don't have to shoot me twice. He's like, okay. And he walks away. And that's the first scene. Like, it is insane. And then this guy goes on to kill tons of people. So check that out.
Wow.
And I did watch the first episode of Kevin James's The Proof.
He's wondering why his wife is
murdering drugs so far.
His daughter doesn't want to watch TV with him. Dad, this is really dark.
Yeah. I know. My wife did yell at me the other day because we were watching a show I was watching with Addison and involved murder and stuff. And she went to bed and my wife's like, you know, your kids, we were watching Greatest Showman. She's like, look, your kids love your girls. They love the lovey dovey stuff. Maybe you want to try that sometimes. I'm like, I do that too.
But have you been doing your all you can eat therapy sessions lately? Because maybe you want to talk about why you're obsessed with murder documentaries.
With the darkness.
I am.
Why is he obsessed with the darkness?
If anybody has seen a true crime documentary or wants to watch one, trust me, I've seen them probably all of them more than once. I'll let you know whether you should watch it or not. And one last thing, Kevin James is a sitcom on The Crew on Netflix. I watched the first episode. It's horrifying.
I saw the trailer for that. It did not
look good.
I want Kevin James to succeed. He's one of those lovable guys.
Yeah, he already has.
I mean, you might
like Keenan has a new show. He's a lovable guy. I want him to succeed with a sitcom. Billy Gardell. Mike and Molly. I want him to succeed. I've tried his new show. It's not great.
I haven't seen it. And finally, I want to talk about the things that people will never do again after the pandemic. And some of these things, I'm telling you, I wasn't doing before the pandemic. I sure as hell know Ramona wasn't doing. I'll give you some of the lesser ones to begin with, and then we'll build up to the big one. But people say they will never use a toilet at someone else's house.
What? I try not to anyway. I try not to.
How can you claim
I like my own toilet at my own house. I really try hard.
Of course we like
hard.
Our own.
Yeah.
Well, we try hard, but you got to go. And
what's that going to do with COVID?
Someone's house?
Yeah.
Well, COVID does have a feces connection. In some areas, they are looking at, COVID levels in sewage to determine where outbreaks have been and are happening.
You're not going to flush someone's poo down. It's going to be your own poo. So, people say they won't sleep over at someone else's house either.
What?
That's ridiculous.
When was this survey taken?
Just a few weeks ago.
Wow, this is sad.
It's not sad. Some people are being super cautious, and we don't know why.
Well, I
and
understand.
I might be some people.
We're talking unhealthy. About. After the pandemic's over,
yes, pandemic.
Been vaccinated herd immunity or whatever.
Okay. I'm sorry, I can't even wrap my head around.
I know it's tough to think about, but I'm assuming that we're all past it.
Herd immunity, everybody's got vaccines.
Okay.
And they will never sit in the back seat of a car next to someone. They will never buy something from a charity shop. I mean, these are small percentages, but these are the bottom.
I've already done that during the pandemic.
They will not check this one out. They will not check their hair in someone's sunglasses reflection.
What?
I guess it's too close, but they won't try on sunglasses at a shop. Don't do that. We know it's not on the stuff now.
Pink guy still out there. Let's not act like COVID wiped out every other virus.
Here we go.
Pink guy still out there.
This is something that I think is something they say, but won't mean. They will not eat the free food giveaways at work. I think that's easy to say now.
Yeah.
That'll be over once that free pizza.
It never stopped in the building where we work. It never, ever stopped.
Nothing would stop. No.
Coming in at number 25, people said they would never high five someone again.
Oh,
I don't believe
I am enjoying the elbow bump.
I am too. But I think after it's all over, people will high five again.
Yeah.
That'll come back before a handshake, I think.
God willing.
I'm only high fiving people in my bubble.
Some people said they wouldn't share clothes with a friend. Some people would not try on someone else's glasses. Ramona, you never did this. Drink from mugs or glasses at work or use office cutlery. But that has nothing to do with COVID.
I tell you, you know it.
I wasn't doing that either.
Doc and me for not using the community mugs in the kitchen, even after I told you that half the time the mugs in the clean area,
they don't get washed.
We're dripping with coffee. They're supposed to be clean. Yeah. No, I am not.
Hot coffee kills some germs.
Not. No, no, sir.
But it's cold coffee.
They will not check to see if someone has breath smells. They won't be like, "Hey, does my breath smell?" They won't let them do that to them. Use someone else's deodorant.
Care of that. Well, it's going to be post-pandemic. I would use
a deodorant.
I don't want it. If we're not living together, you may not ask me for a breath check.
Well, no. Well, I could probably, right?
No. Okay.
If we're not living together, or
we're not about to meet a client,
or
do something important, that is the only time, sir. The only time.
If your livelihood depends on it.
Right.
Would you use,
like, we might not get a paycheck if it doesn't happen.
Would you use someone else's deodorant?
No, I don't do that now. I'm not going to. No. No.
So that's
not
a COVID thing. You just wouldn't do it.
No. No.
Oh, I definitely would do it.
That's just a hygiene violation.
It's not a hygiene violation.
Yes, it is. Using someone else's deodorant? Yes. That's a hygiene violation.
There's no hairs on it.
Is it spray?
Yeah.
Is it spray or is it solid?
Whatever. It doesn't matter to me.
Roll on.
Spray, we can maybe share. Okay.
If I'm away for the weekend, let's say I'm at my brother's house and I forget deodorant, I'd say, just give me, can you borrow some deodorant? Yeah, clear. I wouldn't.
You know what?
Think twice.
That has happened with friends who've come to visit, and I give them their own Arm & Hammer or Secret that I got from Dollar Tree, and they can take it with them when they go home.
Oh, that's nice of you.
Some people said they wouldn't even share, you know how you share fries or whatever at a popcorn or something at a bar? Is it able to do that again?
Yeah, no, I wasn't doing that before. Yeah,
I would. Use someone else's makeup. You probably weren't doing that either. Mm-mm. Kiss a stranger on a night out. I think that's something that's easy to say now, but once the clubs open up, they'll start kissing.
Yeah, and you know, that's the whole reason why we saw all these alcohol restrictions and club restrictions. It's like, you know, we know what happens in the club after some drinks. We've seen it. Mm. We've been there.
Yeah, it's not gonna change.
How about sneak a bite of someone else's sandwich?
No, I would never do that.
Sneak a bite.
That's the thing. It's weird. It says sneak a bite. I would have done that beforehand.
No,
it
that's gives, just rude.
It gives me the heebie-jeebies every time Matt Harris would say, there's a half-eaten sandwich back in the refrigerator, Doc, if you want it. Like, that would go all through me. Like, please, Doc, please. I had to tell myself, Doc is not eating the already been chewed sandwich that Matt left.
Just chew on the other side. But usually I cut it or something. But usually I would say just cut off the part where my lips touched.
Did you hear yourself say usually? Did you hear yourself? Usually.
That's when he remembered. And we all know he's got a great memory.
I don't understand this one, because I think this would be not normal anyways. Borrowing someone's lip balm. I don't think that was something you did before COVID anyway, did you?
No.
My wife's maybe.
That was the big talk from my germaphobe mom. You do not let people use your chapstick, your comb, or your brush at school. You don't do it. It is highly forbidden.
I never had that talk. And then the one that's number five on this, and I saved it for the end because you guys think it's weird, but I see no big deal in borrowing a swimsuit from somebody.
I'm not doing that.
Like, you're out of, I don't do it intentionally, but it doesn't bother me at all. You know, I go to a place and it happens to be a pool and I didn't know it. And I'm like, hey, man, can I borrow a suit? Yeah, sure. Here's one. You know, I don't think there's any big deal with that. I've borrowed them before in the past.
As a rule, I don't like my junk to be where someone else's junk has been.
Well, leave your underwear on. That's a pretty good rule.
I don't care about that.
And we also don't know about how other people's laundering habits. There's absolutely nothing.
It.
No. No, sir.
When I was a kid, there was one neighbor in the whole, we had lived on a dead end street, probably, I don't know, 30 homes or something. Maybe not that many. And one of the neighbors had a pool that would let the kids go in, but he had a pool house, which was just a shed, but in the shed
were a bunch of swimsuits
on nails, and you just go pick one out if you wanted to go swimming.
I would not go in that shed. It sounds like a trap.
My mama would not let me go in that shed. When my mom found out that the guy on the dead end street had a pool where he was letting random kids swim using his own swimsuits
in the shed. Come on in the shed,
my mom would say no.
Yeah, that's not cool. No. That's not cool, man.
At all.
You should not go in that shed.
I could wear your. I would wear Bambi's underwear right now. I mean, what a deal.
Matt, there are seriously 10 levels of wrong before you even get to the neighborhood underwear that you were swimming in. There are many layers.
I think I might even borrow jock straps.
They're neighborhood underpants.
Not for me, sir.
On a nail in a shed.
I can tell you, a rusty nail in a shed, whatever.
At the home of a person who was not your parent.
That seems safe.
Yeah. I mean, I usually had my suit, but I saw them up there.
Where were your parents?
Probably hanging up a suit in there while I was out swimming around. I don't know. They were there. They didn't care. What do they care?
What do they care?
There was a day when people just would just borrow each other's pants and underwear and panties and stuff.
When was this day?
Mom came from a big family, lots of brothers and sisters. They had no money. They did not share underwear.
Well, I don't understand the problem. I really don't. I'm being honest with you. I know just recently I know someone who borrowed a swimsuit because they were at somebody's house. They didn't have a swimsuit, but they had a hot tub, and they decided, hey, I didn't know you got a tub. Sure, I'll get in. You got a suit? Yeah, put on the suit. I mean, why wouldn't you? Okay. Okay. All right. Whatever, jerks. Thank you.
I feel like this is why the CDC makes so many rules. And you're like, do we really need that rule? Yeah, we do. If you ever think the CDC is making a ridiculous rule, you remember this moment. You remember Matt Harris. You remember the off-air podcast.
Everybody, thanks for subscribing. Thanks for sharing. Please rate and comment. That helps us a lot. Maybe we'll keep our job for a few days. And we will do it again soon. And also check out the Matt and Ramona Facebook page when you get a chance. Always putting good stuff up there. Have a good few days, everybody.